KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police in Nyoni near Mandeni are investigating three counts of culpable homicide after two children were killed and their pregnant mother injured in a crash on the N2. It's understood the children, aged 6 and 10, and their mother were struck by a vehicle last night while trying to cross the road. KZN Transport spokesperson Dabezintle Sibiya says social workers have been assigned to support the family.
Use a designated pedestrian overpass to use controlled intersection with a pedestrian crossing signal or cross at a place where drivers can clearly see you. He has also advised the communities never to attempt to cross a freeway where there are no designated crossing or where visibility is limited.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says he does not understand why the U.S. Congress is considering a bill that could see that country impose sanctions on some ANC leaders. The U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee approved the bill on Tuesday, with U.S. lawmakers raising concerns about South Africa's strong ties with Russia, China and Iran. The bill, introduced by Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson, also points to several actions by the South African government that have angered the U.S. These include the case against Israel at the International Court of Justice and Pretoria's stance on Taiwan. Ramaphosa spoke to reporters on the sidelines of the South African Investment Conference in Pretoria.
Our bilateral dealings and engagements with the United States will continue, and we will talk about all manner of things, including precisely this issue and many others. We've got good diplomatic relations with the U.S. and we want to enrich them and make them better. So we are very positive that the outcomes of our engagement with the United States will be comprehensive and all-encompassing so that we can return to good dealings with the United States.
There's cautious optimism as wage talks between FLYSFA and Solidarity enter a critical phase at the CCMA. About 200 pilots represented by the union have been on strike since Monday, demanding a 10.5% wage increase and better working conditions. FLYSFA has offered a 5.7% multi-year increase. The airline's chief marketing officer, Kirby Gordon, says there's progress.
We can confirm that all scheduled departures have been operating as normal following Monday's strike-related disruptions. FlySFA's on-time performance yesterday was 97%. We had a constructive engagement yesterday afternoon with Solidarity under the guidance of the CCMA.
And police in Hungary have summoned Budapest Mayor Gergely Karaszkony for questioning after helping organize a pride parade in the city despite an official ban. The march, which took place late last month, drew a record turnout. Organizers estimate more than 200,000 people took part in what they say was a rebuke of Prime Minister Viktor Orban's years-long clampdown on LGBTQ rights. After Orban declared his intention in February to ban this year's 30th Pride March, his ruling coalition in Parliament adopted provisions designed to prohibit the annual parade. Budapest City Hall stepped in to co-organize the event to try to sidestep the new regulations. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 20 tomorrow, Richards Bay 23.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. A couple of youngsters have got the nod for the Proteas Tour of Australia coming up. Will Skelton and Rob Valentini to add some muscle to the Wallaby squad for the second test against the Lions. And reports suggest striker Alexander Isak is considering leaving Newcastle.